K99.3 WKVI. I'm Anita Gooden, and joining me on the telephone today is Colin Fambro. He co-owns the Excalibur Pit Crew School in Mooresville, North Carolina. Colin, how are you?
I'm good, Anita. How are you?
I'm quite well today. Talk to us about the Excalibur Pit Crew School. What do the students learn at your facility?
We give each student a basic knowledge of what it means to be a pit crew member. So we teach them the choreography of pit road, the movements of getting in and around the car, and what the specific jobs are. We teach them about the equipment that they're going to use, from the jacks to the air guns to the gas cans, to what they're going to need to know about the race cars themselves as it relates to pit stops, how to make shock adjustments, and how to pull spring rubbers, and how to make wedge and track bar adjustments, and all the little things that you need to know to be able to go to the racetrack and be able to service a car on pit road. We teach that at Excalibur Pit School.
Now, what positions are available on a pit crew?
Well, you've got six members currently that go over the wall. So you have two tire changers, two tire carriers, a jack man, and a gas man. The tire changer is going to have the air gun, and they knock the lug nuts off and tighten the lug nuts when the new tire goes on. The tire carrier is going to be the person that goes over the wall and actually hangs the tire on the car. And then the jack man has the 35-pound hydraulic jack that jacks the car up on both sides. And then your gas man or your fueler obviously adds fuel to the car.
How long does it take a student to get through this class?
Our course is 5 weeks. We have a Saturday class or a weekday class available. Once they have completed their course and we feel like they have shown the skills and the knowledge and the determination that it takes to be successful on pit road, then we invite them out to our weekly practices, which are held Tuesday and Wednesday night. Then they can come out and get mixed in with the group that we already have out practicing and really start to fine-tune and gain their skill set.
Is there a great demand for pit crew members?
There is. Pitting a race car is a tough job. Teams are always looking for a guy who can do it better and do it faster than what they have. From ARCA all the way up to Sprint Cup level, there's always space available if you can do the job better than the guy that you're competing against.
What sort of basic knowledge do you need to have before you enter into the Excalibur Pit Crew School?
As far as racing goes, it would be good to have a general knowledge of what racing is, kind of the rules and how it works. But we got a lot of guys that come in that don't have any idea what a jack is or what a air gun is, and we bring them in and teach them everything they need to know and get them started. Definitely it's good if you come from an athletic background and have some hand-eye coordination and some athletic ability, because it's easier to teach guys that know or understand athletic movements, the positions on a pit crew.
And tires are not light.
No, they're not. Our liner tires, which are tires anywhere we go where the racetrack is above a mile in length, you're going to have inner liner tires, which means kind of a tire inside of a tire. Those tires weigh around 75 pounds. And then the short track tires, which is anything under a mile in length, those tires weigh over 40 to 45 pounds, so they're much lighter. You definitely have to be physically fit and strong to be on a pit crew.
What's the most important thing that a student can take away from the pit crew school?
Well, we want to try to give them a real-world vision and knowledge of what it's actually going to take to go and be successful on pit road. There are just certain intangibles that we can teach them and show them things to look for, that so that when they do get to pit road, they'll understand and know what they need to do. So not only are they getting experience instruction from myself and my co-owner who have been on pit road. I've been on pit road for 9 years, and I know our co-owner Chuck Efaw has been on pit road for 12 or more years. We bring a lot of experience and we're current. So we're out on pit road every weekend also. So we can translate that into the classroom and have students up to speed on what's going on right now in the sport.
Now, you're a pit crew member for Brad Keselowski's team, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
How's that been?
It's been good. You know, obviously, last year was very exciting for us. Being able to win the 2012 championship, definitely a career goal of mine when I started out, and to be able to accomplish that was more than I could have ever imagined. Last year was really neat, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And it's tough. You're running up front every week, and all your pit stops are pressure pit stops, and it takes a different level of performance to compete in a car like that. It's been fun, but it's also been a challenge.
Is it tough working with Brad Keselowski and Paul Wolf?
They're very tough, determined, and demanding individuals, and they expect a certain level of performance. You have to give it to them. So, absolutely. Definitely spend extra time at practice and in the gym trying to make sure that I'm as sharp as I can be to go over the wall on Sunday.
So you as a pit crew member, you just don't show up on a Sunday and just decide to carry a tire or put one on the car. You go through extensive training.
Well, absolutely. We practice 3 days a week. We're in the gym 3 or 4 days a week, spend about an hour, hour and a half a day working on our pit stops and going over our fundamentals and our movements and our steps and everything that it takes to be good at what we do, because when we get out there and the pressure's on and the race is on the line, what you're doing, going over the wall and changing tires, it almost becomes a second nature. It's something that you can't think about. You have to just go over and let your body do it, because you've done it so many times. Because when everything's on the line and you start to feel the pressure of that last pit stop, you have to go over and kind of put your mind out and not think about what you're doing and just go over and just let your body kind of take over and do the movements that you taught it to do.
How did you decide to become a pit crew member?
It's a good question. NASCAR has been something I've been interested in since I was pretty young. I was working at a bank and going to school, and it's just stuff that I didn't want to do. And I decided to drop everything and move up to Charlotte and try to see if I could make it in racing. I was fortunate enough to be able to work my way up and meet the right people at the right time and work my way in. I don't really know if there's a specific thing that made me want to come do this. It's just been something that I've always been interested in and always had a passion for.
What teams have you worked for?
Joe Gibbs Racing, Hendrick Motorsports, Penske Racing, JTG Doherty Racing. So a lot of the big teams and all the drivers that work on those teams.
And what drivers specifically?
Oh, man. Tony Stewart, Kyle Busch, Denny Hamlin, Joey Logano, Jimmy Johnson, Jeff Gordon, Dale Jr., Brad Keselowski, and I've worked for a lot of them. Those guys I named they're very good at what they do, and they expect the guys around them to be very good at what they do also. If there's a big level of expectation that comes with working for a driver, a big-name, high-profile driver.
Well, we do have some students at the Skill Center in Knox that take a NATEF and ASC certified courses. Do you have any advice for those students?
If you're looking to move up to Charlotte and get into racing, you have to be dedicated to it. You have to understand it can take time. You have to be determined to be able to do it, because there's a lot of guys that come from all over the country that want to come and be a part of the sport. You know, being at the top of your class or getting the best grades or scores that you can get is very important. Being presentable and professional is also very important. Most of the race teams that compete in the top 10 or 15 every week, they have huge sponsors, pay a lot of money to put their names on those race cars. And when you go to the racetrack, you represent not only your race team, but you represent those sponsors. You have to be very professional.
And how do we get a hold of you?
We have a website, excaliberpitschool.com. We have a Facebook page, Excalibur Pit School. You can follow us on Twitter, at Excalibur Pit Crew. You can contact me personally at 704-302-3199, or contact us via email at info@excaliberpitschool.com.
Well, that sounds like a great plan, and good luck for the rest of the season, and good luck with all your students.
Okay, thank you.
Again, that's Colin Fambro from the Excalibur Pit Crew School in Mooresville, North Carolina. For WKVI, I'm Anita Gooden.